and we disobey him. That is very, very important. Is now how to take guna out of our life. That is the main thing. That one is, we know guna is bad. Many people, Hazrat Sami rahmatullah alayhi said, whole life they are trying, making effort. But they don't see themselves coming out. The reason is they haven't chosen the correct cure. The solution to the problem they haven't chosen. Just like how we hear always, that in salah many times shaitan will put, إِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Allah says, that person who turns away from zikri, which mufassirin explain as ita'ati, who turn away from my obedience, I will make his, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. This man will live a miserable life. And on the other hand, Allah bi ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. If you want happiness, peace, satisfaction, let's hear now, just these cures which Allah has given us, very easy, very simple, but unfortunately we don't appreciate these kind of cures. The first cure, he said, the least we can do, is whenever we commit a guna, immediately perform 2 rakat salah and make tawbah. Whenever we commit a guna, small guna, big guna, a guna which we regard as serious, which we don't regard, but we know it's wrong, people, they will discuss issues. Unfortunately, we small little fries, but we want to discuss big things, and we are deciding between big ulama, and we are deciding who's going to Jannah and who's going to Jahannam with our small, filthy, dirty tongues, and we are discussing other people. We forgot about ourselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave 7 advices to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. The last advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him was, and he does good actions, then Allah will change the driving force within him, which is driving him towards evil. Allah will turn the attention of that force towards good. Now the desire, inclination in him will remain. It will remain. But it will be a weak inclination. And his desire to Allah's obedience will be a strong inclination. Because for Allah will change that inclination now from evil.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iza sha'ara fa rabila wa shaykhya wa al-rumiya waqt. Tabriza dora hadza shahakim Muhammad akhtasar wa nawar Allah wa qadahu. Hadza ka ishaad hai. Zara dekho to fayze khanqahi. Zara dekho to fayze khanqahi. مچا دے غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی حسیان قاہی ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر ملی اختر جسے نسبت خدا کی ملی اختر جسے نسبت خدا کی مٹا دی اس نے باہی اور جاہی مٹا
شیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ صدق اللہ المولانا العظيم. MashaAllah, this is a very beautiful poem, Bayan, and we always speak, we must make sabahi. That in your bahi, that is your lust, gunas of lust, you will bring your total destruction will come into you if your badnigahi, if you keep on looking at other women, this will bring in your lust, it will bring, look at your wife, no problem. Look at a whole night also, no problem. But wrong places, don't look at all. So this is one point Hazrat is pointing to, that we should correct ourselves. Chatai par milega takhte shahi. On the chatai, the grass mat, which are just, in other words, very simple, just anger. If a person is overpowered with anger, like a person is overpowered with lust, then also he will fall into many gunas. If a person is overpowered with anger, anger has overtaken him, bakegi phir zubaan wahi tabahi, then your tongue will speak all types of rubbish. Else in front of fire, then it's not butter. And if you don't have any feelings, if you don't have any thought, Hadrat says many people who work in offices, etc., They say, I don't know what's wrong with you, Maulvi. So everything is haram for you. We, this whole day we are with the woman, we don't get no feelings. Hazrat says, then you must check yourself up if you don't get. Wahi pohuncha hai darbar khuda mein. That person, only he has reached in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Mili hai jisko ahi sehargahi. Who has been blessed with the ah, with the sighs, the du'as of tahajjud time. At that time, that person who has been blessed with that du'a, look at the fares, the benefits of the khanqah. Those who come and regularly and who follow the prescriptions which are given. And not necessarily only the khanqah also, in tabligh jamaat. Sometimes you make gush, you meet somebody, what kind of a person, but afterwards you see he's gone far ahead of you, student. So, and then after studying and the reality comes in to whatever level and extent, then mashallah, how they change. And many of them, what great work they go into afterwards. When then we think of the time that they were, before they came here, we saw them, they're dressing everything, their way of life, but how they change. So this is all the great, you eating your fill, and not only your fill, but with rich, rich food. With your diet is filled with all rich food. Na kha har roz zalim murgho mahi. Oh my dear friend, who are doing wrong to yourself, you are doing wrong to yourself, don't eat chicken and fish every day. In other words, things that will build up your deen to akhirat, etc. If you will stay in those people, those people's company, wahi paayega bas ishqe ilahi. Those are the people from whom you will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is where a person will find the love of Allah. Those who have the love of Allah and the concern of deen, of akhirat, destroyed, he is completely annihilated by all the spiritual diseases of lust also, and jahi, all the spiritual diseases of pride, having name, fame, all this pride, etc. Who has destroyed it, he gets that connection with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah, great buzurg, I'm a great wali of Allah now. So a person has to be always on his guard, be alert. Shaitan strikes you at any time, and how he strikes, you don't know how he strikes. And we don't have an inkling of how Shaitan is playing around with us while we are thinking we are big buzur. So away as sadaqah. Ba qaidagi se nahi deta. Kabhi kabar deta hoon. Ha nawafil taqriban par leta hoon. He says, I'm still not giving. Sometimes I give that 20 rupees when I miss my fajr, but not regularly. And sometimes about it. 8 rakats is reading, but that is free of charge. So this is also that a person, some people can spend money easily, but to do some work is very hard. And some people, to do some work is easy, but to spend money is very hard. So Hazrat says, why don't you do the prescription I gave, do it. Your nafs doesn't want to spend money. Now in pottery. Look after it. Inshallah, afterwards the tree will grow, branches, leaves will come, fruit will come, and you will get the enjoyment. So tawbah istighfar is also a great way to correct a person's life. So that also on a daily basis, a person must speak certain amount of, just for a start, even just astaghfirullah, that person. And you think bad about somebody, this also shaitan overtakes a person. So from that also, a person must follow the instructions. And Hazrat says, Mujawwaza hidayat par amal karte rahe. That which I had told you to do, keep on doing that. That for all the treatment for badgumani, what Hazrat had previously. Ulajne ki aadat bharti ja rahi hai. To argue, fight with people, this habit of mine is increasing. Jab main ghar se bahar hota hoon,